Hello, hi beautiful people, welcome to another episode of Atua Talk with Feyi Tayo, and I'm using this privilege to wish you a happy new month. I pray that this new month brings you all of God's best and the blessings in the name of Jesus. So we have less than 60 days to go. Hallelujah, thank God. So welcome to another episode of Atua Talk with Feyi Tayo. Okay, so on this episode, I'll be sharing my true life experience. Yes, I'll be sharing my true life experience. And why am I doing this? I'll be doing this because I know someone out there needs this. You know, sometimes when I sit and I look into this story myself, like my own story, I am always, you know, overwhelmed. Like, you know, God is dynamic. The way He hems us into His purpose can be so dynamic. Like, and I am thankful to God for the phase that I had to go through, and I am, you know, willing to share with people. I know someone needs this, like I said initially, and I'm trusting God it's going to bless people. So the topic is hold on to press on. Seems I've said that earlier. Yes, there is a need to, you know, take a pause at times before we, you know, trudge ahead, before we forge ahead, like before we, you know, decide to move on. Like, because sometimes when you find yourself in a situation whereby you don't know what's next to do, you don't know what path to take next, there's a need for you to just, you know, take your time to get some things right before you continue. So this is my story, and I actually took my time, because when I was looking for a topic, like, I was like, God, what topic? Even when I was designing the e-flyer, I was like, God, like, what caption? What can I use, you know, can I use as a topic for this? And then it was hold on to press on, because that was what I really did. I needed to hold on before I, you know, press on. Now on this story, I'll be sharing, on this episode, I'll be sharing how I, you know, went into relationship and what turned out and everything. So I trust God to help us, and I trust the Holy Spirit to minister to someone. Now, to start with, I met this guy, James, not his real name though, and we were in a relationship, a sweet one at that. It was a beautiful relationship. Please note that I didn't come out of this relationship with any regrets, and also it's a platonic relationship. It was rather. So we continued our love, and, you know, we just had things in common. We had mutual perceptions. We had even our birthdays too. We had birthdays in common, and it was just a sweet relationship. You can imagine a situation whereby you are into a relationship, like you're enjoying the flow and everything, and all of a sudden you just needed to, you know, call it off. You can imagine how heartbreaking that can be. So that was my case. And funnily enough, the breakup came from me, though, due to some reasons that I didn't find pleasing, so I just needed to call it off. And when I did, I didn't leave the relationship because God said leave the relationship. No, like, I left on the basis of hurts. Like, I came out of the relationship with pains. I was the one who called for the breakup, actually, but I think I was the one who was on the receiving end most. Like, I was pained. I felt so pained, despite the fact that it was a platonic relationship and I didn't live with scars. I felt betrayed. Like, you know, I just felt betrayed, and because I used to put my mind in everything that I do, it really affected me. Now, I'll be bringing out cogent things that I feel would be needing. Yes, now when I entered the relationship, I wasn't mentally, emotionally, neither was I, in fact, I was not psychologically sound. Like, I wasn't just sound. Like, I just entered the relationship, and when I came out of it, it was traumatic, because I left a part of me there. Like, I left a part of me. It took me a year before I was able to get half of me and half of the past that I left, and it took me a whole 3 years and some months at straight before I was able to, you know, take the whole part of me that I left there. I hope someone got that. So I, one problem that I faced was because why I had to go through such a traumatic situation was because I left, like, I wasn't sound, like I wasn't sound. So this to tell you that when you're not sound, like when you're not mentally sound, when you're not emotionally sound, when you're not spiritually sound, you do not need a relationship. I need to say this. I went into the relationship as a teenager and I came out of it when I was about leaving teenagehood. No, when I left teenagehood, I was 20 when I left that relationship. And it was pathetic. You know, I had a lot to deal with after I left the relationship. Now, a year after, this is where the story begins though. So I'll be starting the story from here now. After I left the relationship, beginning from that year when I left, I left the relationship at the beginning of a year actually. So all through that year, I spent the whole of that year in unforgiveness. Like, I carried in my heart this deep hurt. Like, I just hated men. Men were more like a piece of trash to me, and it really affected me. Like, I psychologically, I was drained. Mentally, I was down. I wasn't just my real self, because I have, you know, fixed my whole on that relationship. I think why I had to go through that was because I didn't have a sound relationship with God initially, and this would lead me to say that the first thing that you need in life is a relationship with God before you consider a relationship with a man or with a woman. Like, on my end, I jumped into a relationship first and I liked the relationship with God. So how do you expect me to handle it? So I needed God. Like, I needed God then, but I was running after men. So I think that was why God had to deal with me that way. That was why I had to go through that, because I didn't seek God first. I was seeking a relationship first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added. So there is a need to seek God first. Like, seek God before you consider a relationship with a man. Another thing is, when you seek God, before I proceed, I will state the benefit of, you know, finding God first before you find love. Now, when you're in a relationship with God, when you have a sound relationship with God, you get the all knowledge. Like, you get what exactly love means, what it means to be in love. For me, I didn't understand what unconditional love was then, is then rather. Although I left the relationship on a reason that seemed tangible, but along the line I looked into it. I said, what if I was matured? Like, I was matured then, like spiritually and mentally, maybe I wouldn't have left the relationship. Also, I was like, okay, what if I have learned to love God? Like, I have learned to love God, which is the most important thing. Maybe I wouldn't have gone into the relationship at all. So I'm not saying I didn't leave on a good, I didn't leave for a good reason. I'm just saying, when you don't have the right knowledge, you'll be affected in so many ways. So having God, like, I've been in a relationship with God, is the most important thing that any man can ever do. Aside your romantic relationships, aside the knowledge that you gain in handling your romantic relationship, you can always be sure that you are not in error. You can always have this confidence of, no, I'm not in error. I know what I am doing, because it is God leading you, not you leading yourself. You have someone guiding and directing you. So first thing first, get God. Another experience is this. My God, it was serious. I had to deal with unforgiveness. Like, I had to deal with unforgiveness, and this really affected me. It affected the whole of me, the whole of my being. For a year, I locked my ex in the prison of my heart. Like, I just hated him. Like, I hated him. And despite the fact that I loved him and I love his family members, I just do not want to see anything pertaining to him. I tried as much as possible to throw away, like, to cut off anything pertaining to him. I blocked him on social media. Now, mind you, blocking him then was not because I wanted to heal. I blocked him out of hatred. Now, this is to tell you that unforgiveness is a demon. It's a demon that leaves you in hurt. You know, I had to deal with this for a year, and it was so strong on me until I I began to feel this emptiness in my heart. Like there was this void in my heart. And it's not a void that men could fill. It was a void that I needed God to fill. So out of pain and all, I went to God in prayers and I just cried. I cried out my heart to Him, told Him how I feel. I just had to pour out everything to Him. And in the course of doing that, He led me to forgive. All I needed then was to forgive. So I opened the prison of my heart and I let go of my ex. I forgot. I lay down the betrayals, the pain, the hurts, the unforgiveness and everything. I laid it at the feet of God. And that was a transforming phase. That was a turning point for me. Because it was then God began to unfold certain things about my life to me. So after I took that step, there was just this natural flow of agape love. Like, not the eros or whatever love. It was just a natural flow of agape love. Like, I began to see Him as a normal person, as a friend, and not as an enemy that I used to see Him as, not as a cheat, not as a heartbreak donor. You know, I just got the right, I got the right knowledge. I was able to, you know, understand what God really wanted me for. That those things that I was holding on to, they were just a form of distraction. Like, they were distracting me from getting the fullness of what God really wanted for me. So after I did that, I discovered purpose. Yes, that was when I discovered purpose, and which was what led to my singles ministry. And to the glory of God, it's doing fine. And you know, at a point when people began to, you know, come to me for counseling, drop me messages online seeking for my counsels, I was like, God, what was this? Like, what do I have to offer them? But then God was bringing me back to my past experiences, giving me examples, giving me things that someone needed. So I used those things packed with the word of God and the utterance of the Holy Spirit, and I see people coming out of their hearts of heartbreaks and all. And also, this was what led to my girl child ministry. Oh, it has been a wonderful one. And I was able to use my teenage experience for them. Like, I was able to tell them, oh, the first person you need is God, you need purpose and all. And I have seen young girls come out of, in fact, toxic relationships, come out of hurts and the likes. And you know, these were the things I was able to achieve when I started a relationship with God, when I forgave, when I allowed forgiveness. And when I made the choice, a choice not to live in my past, a choice not to be governed by my past, a choice not to be led to action by my past. So I got it right. Now, those ones are sweet, right? They are sweet to your hearing. Now let me share the tough part of it. After I did all of this, at the point, emotions began to call. Like, I couldn't betray emotions. Like, I wanted Him back. Like, I just wanted Him back. I think that was after a year and 2 months or so. I wanted Him back. I was like, oh, God. But God was saying, daughter, what you need now is not relationship. You need Me. It was tough for me. Like, I just wanted this guy back. That was all I wanted. But what God wanted was, He wanted something bigger. He wanted something, you know, of what, more than a relationship for me. So that is where I brought out this hold on. So I had to hold on, to submit to God. Okay, God, what would you have me do? And that was how I entered the singles ministry that I said, and the girl child ministry. So when those things started, I began to understand the reason why God actually stopped me from going into a relationship. I had to deal with how to handle my emotions. Like, He taught me how well to guard my emotions, taught me how well to, you know, love people unconditionally. Like, just love people passionately, love people regardless of anything. Like, I'm not saying I can now love like that, but I can say that to an extent God has helped me so far to Accept people for who they are. Accept our differences. Understand that things are bound to happen, that we are human beings are wired to make mistakes. Without mistakes, you can't make corrections. And without mistakes, you cannot reach perfection. So these were the things that I learned. And I have to say that it took me roughly 3 years and some months before I knew that this is the time to press on. This is the time to say, I can now consider going into a relationship, because I have worked on the foundation. I've done my own work well. I'm still doing it well, actually. I'm still doing it well. But then that was when I knew this is time. So I'll be bringing out some things that you need to look into. Like I said, I'll start with unforgiveness. There's this pain that comes with heartbreak, like especially when you feel pained and jilted, you're always left with this touch of pain, grief, that leads to unforgiveness. Like there's just this hatred for your ex. Like you just hate to hear anything about them. Like you don't want to hear their name. It was so serious. I don't want to hear the name. I don't want to see the picture. I don't want to hear anything pertaining to this person. You can see how crazy that was. And this is what a lot of persons are battling with, which is wrong. You see, when you hold on to pain, when you hate people, you are the one bearing the grunt, because the person you are hating is not feeling it. So you are the one at the receiving end. So you really need to bind that spirit of unforgiveness. It's a demon. It's a demon that would, you know, leave you ugly, leave you shattered, and leave you in sins. You claim to be a Christian, yes. You claim you're preaching Christ. You claim you're born again. But unforgiveness is locking somewhere in the corners of your heart. So you have to make sure that after you come out of a relationship and your heart's pained and hurt, one thing you have to do is forgive. Everything that happened, forgive. In fact, it's all about your romantic relationships only. In fact, when you're betrayed by friends, families, and all, one thing that you need to do first is forgive. Like, forgive. When you have this heart of forgiveness, that is when you'll be able to love unconditionally. So, like I said, when I forgave, that was a turning point for me. So, if you're going through this phase now, the first thing you need to do is forgive. Now, if you have not discovered your purpose, then you need to understand that one thing that will give you joy, that will make you feel fulfilled, that would, you know, give you healing, like you find healing and you just be fine, is when you discover purpose. Because purpose is all that you need for life and for godliness. When I discovered purpose, my life took a new shape, because I said at a point I began to, you know, want him back. Even when those things were coming, you know, God was bending me, God was breaking me. And also when I looked at my vision, at my purpose, at the direction, I was like, fine, I've forgiven this guy, but it's not like we don't have the same direction. Do you understand? So when you discover purpose, you know who is who. You know who is fit for you and who is not fit. You know what to do and not what to do. You know what relationship to enter and what relationship not to enter. And you know when to enter a relationship, when not to enter, which relationship you should enter and which relationship you shouldn't enter. Now, for me, these were the things I learned along the line. Like when some persons came, I was like, no, this is not it. No, that's not it. No, this is not what God is saying, because I already had a bearing for my life. So you need to discover purpose. Purpose will serve as a bearing. It would give you direction to your destination. So discover purpose. Also, endure the process. I need to say it wasn't easy. My almost 4 years was, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. Like I said, it was roughly 3 years and some months, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. As I was coming out of one issue, I was entering another. I left unforgiveness. I battled emotions. After I left emotions, I battled, hey, the fear of hope I won't be cheated again. Hope I won't be pained again. You know, and all of that. Those are the things I had to battle. But all along, I thank God for that face. Like it was a life transforming phase. It's you know, ushered me to another level with God. So I am sharing this because my major reason for sharing this is for two reasons: to make people understand that love can find you again, that regardless of your past experience, you can still be a great person, you can still be all that God wants you to be. That's on that. And that rebound relationship is a no-no. I see people jumping into another relationship when they leave a relationship, when they leave a relationship hurt and pained, they tend to jump into another relationship, which is called rebound relationship, so that they won't feel the pain. It doesn't work that way. 75%, that's 80% of persons who have tried that ended up being a toxic to their partners. So you need to deal with what is on ground, because one thing is, you have to handle insecurity. If you don't take your time, you will have to battle insecurity. When you begin to see your guy, you know, doing some things that are not even bad, you begin to be suspicious. Like you tend to read meanings into things that are not necessary. So I'm saying this because people that go into a rebound relationship after heartbreak are definitely going to be a toxic to their partner, or they are toxic to their partners even as I speak. So this is my reason for saying this. Like, get rid of unforgiveness. Make a choice to let go of your past. I actually had to make a choice. Even when it wasn't easy, I made a choice. So make a choice and stick to it. Now the third one is discover your purpose. Like I've explained that, discover purpose. When you discover purpose, everything will be settled. Now, number four, allow God take the wheels. Allow God undo the wheels. Like when at a point I just said, God, see, at this point, take control. Have your way. And things began to take shape. Like I knew what I wanted, I knew where to go, I knew where not to go. Like those things shaped me. Like it shaped me. So if you're going through that phase now, if you're going through that kind of situation, please endure the process. Allow God form you, allow God break you, allow God prune you, allow God shaping you, allow Him to aim you into your divine purpose. Because if you take your time to look into everything well, you realize that God allowed it for a purpose. Like I said, when I see people come in, I'm always like, God, it can only be you. And although it was painful then, I am thanking God for it now. Those experiences really shaped me. They shaped me to the person I am today. And that, in fact, that is one of the reasons why I am into podcasting and into writing. Like, I just want to, you know, minister to the world. I want to use my tool, my gifts, my talents, my experiences, and everything for the glory of God, just to make sure someone out there is blessed. So in conclusion, hold on before you press on. Hold on to God. Take your time. You'll be glad you did. It won't be sweet. Like I said, mine wasn't sweet. There were times when I had to soak my pillow with bed at night. There were times when I had to cry to God and say, God, I need love. But then I learned. I found singlehood a blessing. I found it a fact. It has been fun all along. It has been fun all through. So that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I'm using this medium to play with you to, you know, share with your friends, tell them about this podcast, you know, like my podcast. You can also drop a voice message for me if you have comments or questions here on Hanko FM. And if you cannot do that, you can send me a message on WhatsApp on 090-7878-1892. You can also drop me your comments, your suggestions, and your questions on my email on feitayomelabwali@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media. I'm on Facebook at feitayomelabwali. You can find me on Facebook, sorry, on feitayomelabwali. Shobawale or Labawale. You can also find me on IG on Feitaomi or Labawale _Feipel. So that will be all. What more can I say? That will be all. Thank you so much. Do have a beautiful week ahead. Goodbye.